One of the big policy questions facing the next mayor will be whether or not to expand charter schools in Philadelphia. That's the question currently being weighed by the School Reform Commission as it reviews 40 applications to open new schools. WHYY's Kevin McCrory asked the candidates to weigh in.
Although the School Reform Commission will make its decision far before the next mayor would have any influence, the question of charter expansion separates the candidates. That's especially helpful in a race in which all the would-be mayors call for the state to increase funding and implement a student-weighted funding formula. But the question is not so easy, because any charter expansion will cost the cash-strapped Philly district extra resources that will grow next year's projected budget deficit. State Senator Anthony Hardy Williams has long championed the charter sector and in past races has received record sums from pro-charter donors. Williams, who founded a charter named for his father, said the SRC should count on Tom Wolf, bringing a lot more money for public education.
There are a whole host of things that they're going to have to project this year in this budget, not knowing necessarily where the finances are, including charters. My hope and belief is that they will be making decisions about charters certainly from a fiscally responsible perspective, but also from an academic performance perspective, from a quality fee perspective, from a safety in schools perspective. All those things should be a part of the mix.
Williams says at minimum, the SRC should replace the charter seats lost when Walter Palmer and Waukesha charter schools closed. Former Philadelphia District Attorney Lynn Abraham is also in the race.
There's a proper balance to be struck between public and charter schools.
Abraham is chair of the board of a charter school in Reading.
Parents want charter schools, but here's the way I would tend to look at it. I don't favor or disfavor charter schools. I do believe that the School Reform Commission will make the best judgment, but as a product of the Philadelphia public schools, I believe that our public schools can and should and will step up their game in every respect.
Ken Trujillo, a former city solicitor and federal prosecutor, is one of the founders of Pan American Charter School, which is asking to expand.
We have high-performing charter schools. We have underperforming charter schools. And what we have to do is the schools that perform and the charter operators that are doing a good job, I think that they have to have an opportunity to continue that work.
Unlike other candidates, Trujillo is calling for the abolition of the SRC. He says the next mayor needs to measure the success of his or her administration on the success of the Philadelphia public schools.
I'm willing to take on that challenge, and that's something that I look forward to.
Asked if the SRC should expand the charter sector, Milton Street, former state senator and brother of former mayor John Street, says,
absolutely not. You know, there's no oversight on charter schools. Well, they do. They get the money. Who knows how they spend it?
Street, a convicted tax evader who garnered a quarter of the vote in the 2011 mayoral primary, acknowledges that charters have provided some families with better options, but he says gains have been too limited.
If you have charter schools where every child has access to a charter school, then charter schools might be a good idea.
When pressed on the idea that continued charter expansion could eventually provide that opportunity for all children, Street said,
well, why can't they just have one public school district with a choice that could meet all of educational qualifications?
Doug Oliver, who recently stepped down as vice president of marketing and communication for the Philadelphia Gas Works, says it's a false choice to pit district schools against charter schools. Of the 40 applicants, Oliver says the SRC should target the low-hanging fruit by allowing operators with great track records serving high-need students to expand while working to close the chronic underperformers.
It's a red herring. It's the wrong argument. From my perspective, the only argument that we should be discussing is, are you a high-functioning school or are you not?
The newest candidate in the race, Nelson Diaz, is a former Common Pleas Court judge and city solicitor. He says there are great district-run schools and great charter schools, but he would not specify his thoughts on the matter further.
The issue is the kids, not how we decide whether it's one or the other. I think you first got to decide the funding process before you decide what you're going to do.
The candidate most skeptical of new charters dropped out of the race earlier in the month due to insufficient campaign funding. Former Nutter aide Terry Gillen called the state legislation compelling the district to hear new applications a bad idea and an unfunded mandate.
any system that relies on choice, so-called choice, ends up leaving a lot of kids behind. You have kids whose parents don't know how to navigate the charter school world.
The SRC is expected to make its decision on the 40 charter applications in February. Rejected applicants can appeal to the State Charter Appeals Board. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCrory.